find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Budget cuts are squeezing Wisconsin state universities. Terry Bell reports.
The University Wisconsin System Board of Regents passed its budget for the school year yesterday, reflecting cuts in state aid made by lawmakers earlier this year. UW-Madison will lose $7 million. That's the most of any campus. UW-Oshkosh is laying off 200 employees and mandating furloughs for the rest. UW-Parkside and UW-Platteville might do the same. 10 of Wisconsin's 13 state universities will operate in the red this school year. UW System President Jay Rothman has warned that tuition might have to go up and that more two-year branch campuses may have to close. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The stage is set for tonight's first debate of the 2024 presidential campaign. Eight Republicans will talk about the issues in a national TV forum in Milwaukee. Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says the winner will be the candidate who gets the most attention.
The thing we'll almost certainly talk about is who landed a good zinger or who had a moment where they fell apart. Those will show up on social media and be repeated.
Franklin spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Several civic media programs will be live from the Deer District throughout the day. The network will also have a preview of the debate starting at 6 this evening on most news talk stations. Republican state lawmakers grilled three judicial commissioners yesterday about when a judge should recuse themselves from a case. Nate Wegehout has more.
The questioning comes as GOP lawmakers continue to call on recently elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself from a recently filed redistricting case. During the election, Protasiewicz called Wisconsin's legislative maps rigged. All three commissioners agreed that Protasiewicz's comments were protected free speech and that she would not need to recuse herself. The commissioners were all appointed to the commission by Governor Evers, but have not yet been confirmed by the Senate. The commission, among other things, handles ethics complaints filed against Supreme Court justices. If the Senate votes against their confirmation, they would essentially be fired from their position. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Record heat may set new records for demand from Wisconsin's power grid. Much of the state is forecasted to experience a heat index of 100 degrees or more today and tomorrow. During periods of extreme heat, the electrical grid is stressed with demand, which can lead to power outages. Utility providers are recommending closing blinds to keep the sun from warming your home. People are also encouraged to set their thermostats a few degrees warmer than usual and wait to cook with larger appliances until the sun sets. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. All eyes will be on Wisconsin tonight as the first Republican primary debate takes place in Milwaukee. Eight Republican presidential candidates will take the stage for the first debate, with a glaring absence, former President Donald Trump, who instead of participating in the debate, recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The primary debate represents an important opportunity for Republican hopefuls to speak directly to the voters of Wisconsin, traditionally an important swing state. The Wisconsin State Patrol has announced it will be giving special attention to brake inspections this week for the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance's Brake Safety Week. State police will be looking for cracks, missing pieces, and visible damage to brake components with special attention to disc brakes for the conditions of the rotors, in an effort to keep the highways as safe as possible for all drivers. Earlier this week, state police announced they will also use aerial enforcement in some highway corridors. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Twins. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, the Minnesota Twins kept bringing in their infielders closer to home plate. In the bottom of the sixth, the Brewers made them pay for it. Tyrone Taylor up to bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Into shallow right. Wonger coming on. It's going to fall. One run is in. Brewers have the lead. Taylor comes up clutch again.
Yeah, that's the problem you have, the risk you take when you bring the infield in.
The Brewers went on to score five runs in the bottom of the sixth on the way to a 7-3 win over the Twins. Did the crew take advantage of a few lucky breaks? Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
No question about it. Some softly hit balls, found some holes. You know, once in a while you get rewarded for that. That's the old adage of why you want to put the ball in play, because sometimes something good can happen.
Willie Adames hit another home run. run. Two-run shot, his 20th of the year. Adamasan going from a slump over the last 2 months to suddenly hitting the ball with 6 weeks left in the season.
I mean, amazing. You've been with me the whole year, so you know it's been tough. Thank God that, you know, we've been feeling better, and hopefully we can help the team to just to contribute to the team, you know, to win more games.
The two teams play again this afternoon. First pitch 1:10. The Chicago White Sox have fired their vice president, Ken Williams, and general manager, Rick Hahn, after losing to Seattle 6-3. The White Sox are in the cellar of the American League Central Division with a record of 49-77, just ahead of last place Kansas City. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks preseason schedule has been released. The Bucks begin with a home game at Fiserv Forum Sunday, October 12th, against the Chicago Bulls. James Harden has been fined $100,000 for publicly calling 76ers executive Daryl Morey a liar. Women's basketball, Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces scoring 53 points to lead her team to a 112-100 win over the Dream in Atlanta. That ties the WNBA record for most points scored by a player in a game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Morning. Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show on a Wednesday morning. It is the 23rd day of August. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thank you for tuning in. And the first thing we should talk about today is the excessive heat warning that is in effect for today, for most of Western Wisconsin. In La Crosse today, sunny and hot with a high around 102 degrees. In Eau Claire, sunny and hot with a high around 97. Richland Center, it says mostly sunny and hot with a high around 101 degrees. Man, I got to look twice at these temperatures because I can't believe that they are that high. Amory, sunshine, high around 91. And way up in Hayward, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, high around 80 degrees. So Hayward hardly even noticing this excessive heat that's covering most of Wisconsin right now. Hey, Aaron, are you there? Have you noticed the excessive heat today already?
Oh, definitely. I got up this morning. It was fine in my house. And then I opened the door to go walk to my car and it felt like I had to swim there. It was like a wall of just swampy, gross heat.
Yeah, you can feel the humidity on your skin. So, again, a warning to anyone that may have health issues, if you are elderly or have some kind of respiratory problems, and even kids, they're saying, probably shouldn't go out in this type of weather. And above all, remain hydrated. And if you do have to work outside today, then be careful. Take some breaks, drink some water, and just try to be aware of your heat level, your temperature, and what's going on outside. So there's your warning. And next thing is sports. Yeah, the Brewers beat the Twins last night 7-3, and the Cubs lost to the Tigers. So Milwaukee is now 3.5 games ahead of Chicago in the National League Central. The Brewers play the Twins again this afternoon in Milwaukee. And then they'll take tomorrow off. They've got the San Diego Padres coming into Milwaukee for a weekend series. So what's new in the news? Well, President Biden and the First Lady visited Maui yesterday to survey the damage from the deadly wildfire. Also, wildfire smoke is making it difficult for Wisconsin stargazers this summer. Wisconsin has the first program of its kind in the U.S. It's an apprenticeship in organic vegetable farm management. And I think that's a good thing. We'll discuss that today. Also, three Republican lawmakers who are also business owners, that's the important part, want to make it easier to put 14 and 15-year-old kids to work. Yeah, they need workers, and they see those kids as being a solution. We got 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, and the first story I want to get to is a story that we want to highlight and not forget about. In fact, I went online a couple of days ago to make a couple of contributions to the American Red Cross for the Hawaiian wildfire and also to the Maui Humane Society. And it's super easy. If you've been thinking about contributing to try to help the people on Maui whose lives have been upended by the wildfire, go ahead and do it. It's pretty easy to do. If you just go to the American Red Cross website, webpage, you can easily make a contribution and you can direct it toward Hawaii and the Maui wildfire. Okay, there's a drop down box so you can choose where you want your money to go if you want it to go to something specific. So that's one way to contribute. And as I mentioned, I also went to the Maui Humane Society and contributed there, and that's super easy. I think it took about a minute. So I would encourage you to do that if you're so inclined and you've been thinking about it. And then the other way to do it is through your text message. You can send a text message to the American Red Cross. It's 90999. And if you text the word Hawaii, then you'll be contributing $10. And that'll just be added on to your phone bill. So that's pretty easy as well. But I would encourage you to make a contribution if you're so inclined and you want to help out the people on Maui who desperately need some help right now. Let's get to the story about the president making a visit yesterday to Maui and the town of Lahaina, which was burned to the ground, as we know. I have a story here from the Maui News, which is like the official newspaper on the island of Maui in Hawaii. The headline from the Maui News says, residents hope the president's visit makes an impression on their need for aid. And it starts out this way. And by the way, this was posted yesterday. It says, realizing the scope of the damage and the need to fund food and shelter were some of the things that local residents and leaders hoped would come out of President Joe Biden's visit to Lahaina in the wake of devastating wildfires. Here's a quote from the mayor. He said, hope. I think that's the main thing. I think that's what the president brings when he comes to any community. That's Mayor Richard Bisson. That's what he said as he awaited the president's arrival via helicopter at the Kapalua West Maui Regional Airport on Monday morning. He also said, people look to him as our leader. We look at him as the one that controls all the federal agencies, and he's able to get things done. Or he's able to get things, I guess is the quote. Bisson said the federal government's response so far has been quick, from Biden signing the major disaster declaration for the state within hours of Governor Josh Green requesting one, to the scores of federal personnel deployed to respond to the respond to the disaster efforts. Bisson said that he was going to ask the president on Monday to continue to support our programs, which currently include the need for food and shelter. Later on, the needs will be jobs and the economy, along with long-term shelter, which will be a community discussion. He was also going to seek as much funding as he could for the cleanup after the fires. At the Lahaina Civic Center, where Biden spoke on Monday afternoon, three Lahaina intermediate teachers sat together as they waited for the president to arrive. I'm glad he's here to see firsthand what has happened to our town, said Lori Koyama, who lost her Wahikuli house in the fire. It shows he cares, is another quote. Koyama said she has been coping through the kindness of loved ones. Friends and family have helped give us the support we need, she said. Even if it's a text, it has helped, said Koyama, who has deep roots in Lahaina. Koyama's sister-in-law, Cindy Koyama, also lost her home in the fire and has been trying to cope with the loss. It's completely different to live through it, Cindy Koyama said. Fellow teacher Martina Nagasako, whose family also has longtime ties to Lahaina Town, said she works with the Ohana Maui Youth Foundation, which supports around 300 children in Lahaina. Majority of them have lost their homes, she said, noting there were basketball games going on in the Civic Center the night before the fires. We want to be there for them, she said, adding that she'd heard from one child that their jersey had been burned in the fire. Our goal is to bring programs and activities back to them, Nagasako said. The president also met with some of Maui's first responders, who shook hands and briefly spoke with Biden. I just told him thank you very much for the support and presented him with a coin on behalf of the men and women of MPD who have been tirelessly working day in and day out to make sure they are doing right by the community and everything they can, Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said. Pelletier said he and his wife could not have been more kinder, referring to the president, and that the president told him that he was with us and that we'd get everything we needed. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura, who also met the president, echoed the need for support. Here's a quote from Ventura, the fire chief. He said, I'm just grateful that he made the trip and showed immense support for our community and that we are a hurting community right now and are going to need the support from everywhere around the world. So we appreciate all the efforts. He was very grateful for our efforts here in town and understands it will be a long road ahead of us, the fire chief added. At the Kapalua West Maui Regional Airport, Victoria Caputo, former president of Sacred Heart School, and 12-year-old Sailala Samasoni waited patiently with lei on their lap. Caputo said they were royal lei made for Biden by the Tongan community. Samasoni said the lei included the red Hailala flower. Biden was later seen with the lei on at the Lahaina Civic Center. Sacred Heart School was originally known as Maria Lanakila School, which started as a two-room unit in 1846. According to the school's website, Maria Lanakila Catholic Church on Winey Street in Lahaina Town withstood the blaze even as other structures burned around it. 8:18 right now. Got to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The obnoxious heat and humidity is going to continue again today. Mostly sunny with a high near 96, but that heat index is going to be back up to around 110 or higher today. We do have an excessive heat warning that's in effect through today. Sticky and warm tonight, 71 tomorrow, a little cooler with a high of 88. Heat index still in the upper 90s. It'll be much more comfortable by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Wednesday morning, and we got 22 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock right now, and it's already 81 degrees in La Crosse, and Richland Center has 78 degrees. We've got an extreme or an excessive heat warning in effect today. Be careful if you have to work outside, or even if you're just going outside. Make sure you're hydrated. Try to stay cool if you can. Hey, the next story I want to talk about is stargazing. Okay, there's a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that says stargazing can be enchanting, but this summer's smoky skies are blurring that view. It's been a strange summer with all the smoke in the skies from the Canadian wildfires, and that's actually affecting astronomers and stargazers and what they can see in the night skies. I'll give you a little bit of the story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This was just posted 3 hours ago. It says the evening forecast was clear and cloudless on the day that John Heasley was set to give a stargazing presentation at Viroqua Middle School this past spring. But that forecast wasn't picking up smoke from Canadian wildfires that drifted in over the course of the day. Heasley, an astronomy educator based in Wisconsin's Driftless region, pivoted his lesson to teaching about the sounds of birds and frogs and the sounds they make after dark. He was disappointed that he wouldn't be able to show the students a better night sky. It says here, we struggled to even see Venus, which is one of the brightest things in the sky, Heasley said. All summer long, wildfire smoke has blown over the upper U.S., forcing people indoors, casting the sky with an orange-yellow glow, causing concern about the health of humans and their environment. The unprecedented phenomenon has also put a damper on those who are interested in celestial activities. It's of particular concern in August, which features some of the biggest astronomy events of the year. The Perseid meteor shower, which occurred August 11th through the 13th, and Saturn at opposition on August 27th, which occurs when Earth is directly between Saturn and the Sun and the planet, and its rings will be brightly illuminated. Luckily, Wisconsin skies were smoke-free for the meteor shower, but only time will tell how clear they'll be at the end of the month, and the round of smoke that hit the state over the past weekend is a reminder that the fires aren't done burning yet. It says here that wildfire smoke can have a varied effect on the night sky depending on how thick it is. Sometimes it only mutes the sky, reducing detail and clarity of the stars and other celestial objects. Other times it prevents a viewer from seeing anything. Of course, it can help if you've got good tools. The Dore Peninsula Astronomical Society, which operates the Leif Everson Observatory in Sturgeon Bay, invested last year in a high-quality telescope that's been able to pull in decent images this summer, despite the smoke, said Tom Gwillem, vice president of the society, and a dark sky advocate for Northeastern Wisconsin. But the telescope can't fix everything. Sometimes the images are murky and have a reddish color because of the smoke, Gwillem said. We've been kind of frustrated, but we're still having fun, he said. When the skies are too smoky, the group hosts well-attended planetarium shows and tours of the observatory. Further up the peninsula, Newport State Park, Wisconsin's only certified international dark sky park, has had to cancel viewings this summer because of smoke. The skies were hazy for the annual Wisconsin Observers Weekend, hosted by New Star, a club for stargazers in northeastern Wisconsin. The Observers Weekend typically draws about 80 people to camp and observe the sky at Hartman Creek State Park in Waupaca, said club member Terry Becker. And Becker, who has been stargazing since he was a teenager, said he's only gotten out four times this summer with his telescope, sometimes needing to stay indoors because of asthma and breathing problems that the smoke can worsen. Under normal circumstances, he'd go out about twice a month. So the smoke from the wildfires in Canada having a pretty substantial effect on those who look up at the skies, look up at the stars, not only for fun, but as part of their jobs. Got 8:27, almost 8:28 right now. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The front runner will be absent from tonight's GOP presidential debate. Donald Trump is expected to surrender tomorrow in Georgia's election interference case. Others already have. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Two more defendants turned themselves in. They include Kathy Latham and David Schaefer, who are both accused in the false elector scheme.
Rudy Giuliani is expected to surrender today. As for the debate in Milwaukee, Ron DeSantis is prepping.
Everybody should debate. Everybody has a responsibility to earn people's votes.
Dozens of cities in the nation's midsection are under a heat dome, which protected parts of Texas from Tropical Storm Harold. CBS's David Parkinson.
It wanted to come into Houston, but instead the dome forced it down south of Corpus Christi. So this is our magical buffer that is preventing any sort of a tropical landfall in the mainland United States.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A group of bipartisan Wisconsin lawmakers are proposing a bill that would formally make it illegal to have an open container on all-terrain or utility-terrain vehicles. Under current law, it's illegal to operate an ATV or UTV with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher, but to the surprise of lawmakers, it isn't actually illegal to have an open container on an ATV or UTV yet. The lawmakers hope the change will reduce the number of ATV and UTV crashes in the state each year. With high temperatures across Wisconsin today, Wisconsin Public Services and utility companies are asking residents to do their part to prevent power outages from the increased electricity usage. Wisconsin residents can raise the temperature of their homes when they're out and keep the windows covered to preserve the cool air and limit other appliance usage like stoves or laundry machines, especially during the peak heat hours of 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get them to Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Hey, it's Funky But Chic on a Wednesday morning, 8:35 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 83 degrees already in Eau Claire. Amory at 78 degrees already. And we do have an excessive heat warning in effect for today. In some areas, it will last through tomorrow. Temperatures today around 100 degrees in many areas of western Wisconsin, with heat indices up in the 110 to 115 range. In other words, that's what it's going to feel like when you walk outside. So be careful if you're going out there. Make sure you're hydrated and try to take some breaks if you have to work outside. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Stu Daniels Show. By the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that's 715-388-7155. And you can also send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled with a U, S-T-U. All right, the next topic that I want to get to today is a bill that's been introduced in the legislature to eliminate work permits in Wisconsin for 14 and 15-year-old kids. There's a headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says, "Bill to eliminate work permits in Wisconsin comes amid national push to loosen child labor laws." This is something that you see that's promoted by Republicans for the most part. This piece was posted 23 hours ago, it says, by Hope Carnop at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dateline Madison, three Republican lawmakers are seeking to eliminate work permits for 14 and 15-year-olds, a proposal that comes amid a national push to loosen regulations for young workers and at a time when child labor violations are increasing. Senator Corey Tomchick, Republican from Mozanie, and Representative Clinton Moses, Republican from Menominee, who are both business owners, introduced the proposal last week along with Representative Amy Binsfeld, Republican from Sheboygan. In a memo seeking co-sponsors, the bill authors called work permits, quote, "needless administrative barriers that slow down the hiring process," end quote. The bill comes as businesses are struggling to find workers in the tight labor market. Quote, "It's important that young people have the opportunity to work without having to endure excessive government regulation," the authors said. The bill would effectively eliminate work permits for young employees in Wisconsin, as state law changed in 2017 to remove the requirement for 16 and 17-year-olds. That law also replaced references of child labor in state statutes to the employment of minors. Okay, so they changed the words child labor to employment of minors. Labor groups like the Wisconsin AFL-CIO opposed that effort, arguing permits protect young workers from exploitation and give parents a say in their child's employment. Quote, "Work permits are an important piece of safety for children in the workforce, and we are opposed to any further reduction in the age which would require a work permit," AFL-CIO Wisconsin President Stephanie Bloomingdale said in an interview. So the work permits applications moved online last month. The bill authors said the proposal would eliminate the need for in-person locations like schools to issue the permits, but that already changed earlier this summer. Quote, "By removing the requirement for schools and bureaucrats to issue work permits for young teens, we are reducing red tape and the number of hoops young people have to jump through in order to begin working," the authors said. As of July, schools and clerks' offices no longer issue work permits after the State Department of Workforce Development introduced an online portal to obtain the permits. The authors did not respond to requests for comment about why the bill was introduced after the process moved online. Currently, work permits are required for 14 and 15-year-olds unless they work in the agriculture or domestic service sector. Parents or guardians must apply for their child's work permit, and the $10 fee is reimbursed by employers. The bill would also eliminate street trade permits for the age group, which are needed to deliver newspapers or sell products door to door, for example. Those permits don't apply when fundraising for nonprofits or schools. The Department of Workforce Development issues about 35,000 work permits for minors each year, according to the department. The agency did not respond to a request for comment on the bill. The bill authors noted that work permits are not required by federal law, and Indiana and Arkansas recently joined several states that don't require work permits for any age. Now, just an aside, do we want Wisconsin to be more like Arkansas and Indiana? I'll go back to the story. It says lawmakers in at least 11 largely Republican-led states have loosened child labor laws in the past 2 years. The push comes amid an increase in child labor violations tracked by the federal government. A Wisconsin-based food safety sanitation company paid $1.5 million, that's $1.5 million in fines, earlier this year for illegally employing more than 100 children in 8 states, following a U.S. Department of Labor investigation. Last month, a 16-year-old boy died in a sawmill accident in Florence, leading to federal investigations. The Department of Workforce Development also opened a labor standards case. A spokesperson told the Green Bay Press Gazette that the boy was performing work that is prohibited by state law based on his age. So another proposal to lower alcohol serving age hasn't moved forward. And it says here, another proposal that would change state regulations for young employees hasn't gotten momentum in the legislature. The bill, introduced in May, would allow 14 to 17-year-olds to serve alcohol to seated customers. The bill authors say the measure would help address workforce shortages in the restaurant industry. So it seems to me like most of the people pushing these bills to lower the working age are business owners who are looking for young people that they can employ or exploit. You make the decision. I'll go back to the story here. It says Democrats argue Republicans have rejected other proposals to help ease the state's worker shortage, such as continuing to provide funding for child care centers. Rather, here's a quote. This is from Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, Democrat from Madison. She said, rather than subjecting children to exploitation and unsafe working conditions, we should be looking for effective solutions to our workforce shortages, like implementing paid family and medical leave, increasing access to affordable child care, and opening up pathways to higher education. Again, that's Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard from Madison. Both bills would need to get hearings and votes in committees before they reach the full assembly and Senate. When asked if Evers would sign or veto the measures, a spokeswoman referred to Evers' special session plan on child care and the workforce, which Republicans said they will reject. Evers vetoed a bill last year that would have expanded the hours 14 and 15-year-olds are allowed to work. So should we allow 14 and 15-year-olds just to take a job without any kind of a work permit? Is that a good idea? What do you think? Feel free to call in. Let me know your opinion. Phone number is 715-388-7155. And we do have to take a break. Stick around. It'll be a short one. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The obnoxious heat and humidity is going to continue again today, mostly sunny with a high near 96, but that heat index is going to be back up to around 110 or higher today. We do have an excessive heat warning that's in effect through today. Sticky and warm tonight, 71 tomorrow, a little cooler with a high of 88. Heat index still in the upper 90s. It'll be much more comfortable by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Yes, I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:52 right now. Music from The Who on a Wednesday morning. And it was on this date, August 23rd, 1946, that The Who's drummer Keith Moon was born. Man, one of the great drummers of all time. The guy had a style of his own, that's for sure. When you listen to Keith Moon play the drums, it's like he was, like he's playing a lead, like he's playing like a lead guitar solo, or but it's a lead drum solo all the time. You know, most drummers just try to keep a beat, but this guy's out there just giving it all he has all the time. Yeah, Keith Moon. Hey, welcome back to the show. And if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in, even if it's an opinion on Keith Moon. I'll take it. 715-388-7155 is the phone number. And right now, 83 degrees in La Crosse already, and it's still only 65 degrees in Hayward. I think northern Wisconsin is the place to be today. And, hey, Aaron, let me ask you a question, brother. Have you, do you purchase produce? Are you the one in your household that takes care of buying groceries?
At the moment, I have not been usually the one doing that, but sometimes.
Sometimes. Now, when you go to the grocery store and you're choosing produce, fruits, and vegetables, do you make an effort to try to choose organic stuff when you can, or do you go for conventional, or do you say it doesn't really matter? What's your view on that?
I think sometimes it depends on the price difference, and I might mm-hmm. go for normal if organic's really expensive. Otherwise, sure. If it's reasonable, I try to, or if there's some kind of local option, I try to go for that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that's the way a lot of us do it these days. You know, it's good to choose the organic stuff when you can. It's not only better for your body, it's also better for the earth. And but sometimes organic stuff will be twice the price of the conventional. And then you have to weigh, you know, what's more important to you. But the reason why I'm asking this, because there's a program now in Wisconsin that is the first of its kind program in the whole U.S. There's a story here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted 3 hours ago with a headline that says, "Want to be an organic vegetable farmer? This Wisconsin program is growing the workforce. Wisconsin's apprenticeship in organic vegetable farm management was the first of its kind in the United States." And the story starts out by saying, "Cradling a bucket of freshly picked basil." Laura Selesky referenced a common refrain among farmers: it takes a lot of calories to produce the calories that people consume. After 5 years of growing produce in California and Hawaii, Selesky understands the demands and rewards of farming as a career, but she wants to learn more when it comes to acquiring the necessary skills to grow vegetables in the long term. Quote, "You hope you land at the right farm to learn the things you want to learn," end quote. But the informality often associated with entering farming is changing. Selesky, who grew up outside Chicago, returned to the Midwest to work as an apprentice in organic vegetable farm management, the first program of its kind in the United States. The Wisconsin apprenticeship has grown from just 3 participants in 2019, its first year, to 18 this year. Last year, the nonprofit National Young Farmers Coalition released a survey of more than 4,300 former, current, and aspiring farmers ages 40 and younger. More than 3/4 were first generation in the industry without prior farming experience. And I think that's kind of surprising. I think most people would be surprised by that. Oftentimes, we just assume that the people that are going into farming now are people who grew up on the farm. But it says more than 3/4 were first generation in this industry, according to this survey of more than 4,300 farmers. On paper, Wisconsin's farming apprenticeship program has a relatively low barrier to entry for newcomers to the industry. It doesn't require any previous agricultural experience, and apprentices are paid an hourly wage as farm employees. Fair Share CSA Coalition, the industry sponsor for the program, oversees a network of 22 farms statewide that grow organic vegetables and take in apprentices. The 2-year program costs about $700 total, or the cost of 3 required classes taken virtually through the Northeastern Wisconsin Technical College based in Green Bay. But that doesn't mean it's easy, given broader issues with farming as a career. And there's a little bit more to this story we may get to after the top of the hour break. Stick around. Got the news coming up. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.